Well, certainly no shortage of theater to enjoy, especially with Shakespeare's First Folio in town. Another one of the many events planned to coincide with the exhibit is Wise Fool Shakespeare's production of Othello. Shanee Ninneman joins us this morning to talk about. Hey, Shanee, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
I have to say, I got really excited before I read more carefully. Not that I'm not excited about Wise Fool's production, but I got really excited when it said Othello at Lincoln Park Middle School, because I wanted to see a production of Othello put on by middle schoolers.
That would have been something for sure.
I really did. I thought there could be, you know, something really interesting and unique going on theatrically there. So then, of course, I read, discovered it was Wise Fool's. Okay, fine. It does say, and I got to ask you about this, because it does say, this performance is not recommended for small children. Please use discretion.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever put a warning like that on our productions before for children. It's Shakespeare, so there's quite a bit of sexual innuendo. Some the kids will pick up on because the actors are pretty physical about it. Some even the adults won't pick up on. Even we don't necessarily pick up on. But Shakespeare certainly liked to put in his dirty jokes. The show does run a little bit longer. It's about 2 hours and 25 minutes to 2.5 hours. So I think mostly it's we worried that kids would not want to sit through it. There's some violence against women that we weren't necessarily thinking would be the best for the under 10-year-old set. So we just wanted to give parents a heads up. I think they know basically what the story of Othello is, and we just figured they would use their discretion.
With Shakespeare, there is a lot of violence. It's almost, and I say almost, cartoon violence in the sense that, you know, somebody gets run through with a sword and it's all very bloodless and very clean and they collapse gracefully to the ground and that's the end of it. But without wanting to be a spoiler for anybody who is not familiar with the show, there is violence in the show that is not that clean and kind of sanitized.
Yes. Yep. There's some more barehanded violence that it's not necessarily too graphic. It just wasn't sure if that would be the best for children. So we just wanted to be careful.
Now, I'm curious. I'm going to have a conversation coming up next week with Michelle Hensley of 10,000 Things.
Oh, yeah.
And they're doing a production of Pericles. And they'll actually be performing it up here. One of the things that they do is bring theater to homeless shelters and women's shelters and various places like this and give folks the opportunity to see theater in a way that it, you know, or people a chance to see theater who don't always get to go to see theater. One of the things that they did, though, is that they really edited, changed, omitted a lot of language that had to do with violence against women, and in that show that had to do with incest and making it seem as though the daughter was the one at fault. I'm interested as a student of Shakespeare and as the founder of a Shakespearean theater company, what your reaction is to that kind of artistic license with Shakespeare.
Sure. Well, it seems to be a fairly traditional thing to use Shakespeare in that way, to use it for whatever storytelling purpose you need at the time. I would think that would be a pretty appropriate thing to do if you have a particular audience that you want to reach. I heard a story about 10,000 Things, which is an incredible theater company. I heard a story about them bringing Othello to a prison, and the inmates were cheering when there was some of that violence against women. So that's probably not the story that they were trying to get across. So I can see that they would maybe want to adjust the story for exactly what they were trying to get across.
So it doesn't. So in this particular case, and I suppose it doesn't hurt that the playwright himself has been gone for 400 years. it's not inappropriate to take that kind. In your sense, it isn't inappropriate to take that kind of license with the show.
You know, I guess I don't think there is, and maybe it's because there's such a precedent for it already. Historically, performances of Shakespeare have been so customized to whatever the director, the producer, actors, designers, whatever they need it to be. Shakespeare, being 400, these plays, 400 years old, they still are so in tune with the emotions and the types of people you'll meet today. So I think it's fair to do a little tweaking to help really bring that out if necessary.
Shani, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we'll get some links set up so folks can find more information about Wise Fool Shakespeare's production of Othello. And it's running a couple of weekends, Fridays and Saturdays, 7:30, Sundays at 2 p.m. It's October 7th. Through the 16th. And again, we'll get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find the information. Shani, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Lisa.
Shani Niedemann, our guest on Radio Theater. Radio Theater is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.